Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
How could it happen? How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all?
On Sports Radio.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were going to do it.
W-E-E-I.
What does it say about the listeners of this show that most of their attention yesterday was focused on Lucy's comments about porn?
They're smart and they know good entertainment.
That's the feedback I got yesterday was on Lucy's. So, Lucy, welcome to this degenerate group of individuals.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I mean, are you going to participate in the lead this morning?
Of course. Yes, I have a lead today.
All right.
For once.
I mean, I thought I might miss Curtis, Ken, but I don't really miss Curtis so far.
Ditto.
Yeah, a ditto on that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I just need the laugh here.
The body's not even cold. Come on.
That body's always cold. He's got like 3% body fat. What are you talking about? There's no padding on that man.
Well, welcome to your show. And if you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. On the show this morning, we'll be joined in the studio around 7:50 or 8 by former New England Patriot Matty Mustache Light. And yes. I'm sure Matt Light will have lots of insight into Tom Brady and into other things. So Matty Light will join us in the studio around 8 this morning. And maybe we'll get a makeup visit from a less hungover former Boston Bruin, Sean Thornton. I mean, Thornton was apologizing left and right for blowing the show off yesterday all afternoon and evening with his text messages. But we'll see if Thornton makes it in at some point on this morning show. And right now, let's get to this.
This is The Lead.
Great Carlos Santana, Ken Laird. Nice call when it comes to the lead.
Thank you.
Why don't you start us off this morning?
I was watching Carlos Santana walk off the Red Sox the other night, so it was a little delayed tip. Peter Gammons has some new reporting regarding Mookie Betts and his future in Boston. Did you catch this? Kind of buried in a piece in The Athletic, but he cites one Sox official who says, quote, "If Mookie wants to stay in Boston, we'll pay him. We want him to be the face of the franchise, but it's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past." That's the quote from Gammons. Now, I have some sources.
Oh, you have some sources?
Yes, to why Mookie has rejected the city of Boston to this point.
Yes.
Five big factors.
Is it this show?
Not this show.
Okay. What is it?
30% weather.
Weather?
Yep.
Weather.
Weather in the Northeast. Not a fan. 30% traffic.
Traffic?
Yep. 30% race.
Uh-huh.
9% he wants Mutt fired, and 1% Sweet Caroline. He wants it out. That's my reporting. That's what people are saying.
I've never been a bigger Mookie fan in my life. Spare the 9% for Mutt. Come on. Mutt's a man of the people.
It was a long way to go with Shroud and Mutt. Sorry.
I mean, I don't understand why. If he wants money and the Red Sox are willing to pay it, why not? If they're willing to pay the most, then why wouldn't he stay?
But it's got to be one of those factors, right? Other than mud. Mud aside, you would think maybe it is some kind of the Adam Jones culture or things that he's heard
Try. Now you're trying to stir things up with a fake take that Mookie
Well, what else would it be? Mookie like you say, so, why wouldn't it be?
So Mookie doesn't want to stay because he thinks this is a racist city, right?
I don't know. I'm speculating.
That is the direction that you're headed in. All right. Well, interesting lead from Ken this morning. Lucy, you want to go now? Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay.
So the Ohio State University is trying to trademark the word the.
Uh-huh.
The most common word in the English language, the, to use on T-shirts and baseball caps and hats in their team store and school store.
I mean, it's a phrase. It's their phrase. I mean, the word the is a part of it. How did Tom Brady do when it came to Tom Terrific? Was he ever able to get that past the New York, the angry New York fans?
I think
he
Boomer Esiason
not successful.
Boomer Esiason is somewhere is still miffed about that.
He's probably still angry about that.
That was a little unnecessary.
Yeah,
that was a little much. Hollywood has found their new Norma Rae. That's right. AOC is the new initials that'll be added to AFL and CIO as Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez got into a online spat, a battle yesterday with Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy.
Over what?
The Red Sox? Mookie Betts? Unions.
Over
That's
unions.
Right. Yes. So what happened is that Bill Simmons' website, The Ringer, his employees decided that they wanted to unionize. And that sent a lot of websites and sports sites into a tizzy and then whatever, however you like to say
You can't use tithy because the Ohio State University is trademarking it.
Oh, you're right.
You have to pay.
So then Portnoy clapped back. He's an anti-union guy. And then the AFL-CIO got involved. And then AOC said that what you're doing is illegal. And so now, basically, you have Portnoy versus unions. And it's getting real.
Really?
It's getting nasty. And part of me wonders, like, if this will be a big step towards more unions and pro-union people versus anti-unions, or if this is just going to be a battle where everyone's going to be like, I'm not sure who I want to win.
I was going to say, who do you favor in this? Do you favor AOC, or are you on Team Portnoy?
A sinkhole.
You're neither.
Drive right into it. That's
cool. A meteor.
But once you get to like the tippy tops,
I have a feeling. I don't know. I have a feeling this is going to be a super, super, super polarizing issue for weeks to come. Do you think they'll actually talk about it in the debates?
I think that they should settle it in some kind of a pudding wrestling, barstool pudding wrestling, or barstool mud wrestling event. I feel like that's where it's headed.
I like it. If Four Loko didn't kill you back in 2010, you have another opportunity. They're back with a hard seltzer. Four Loko jumping into the spiked seltzer market with a seltzer that is 14% ABV. This is going to spur influencers all over the place to be suffering from alcohol poisoning, passing it. It's going to be the hangover all over again with influencers, because all the basic white girls want to do on Instagram is drink the Four Loko seltzer now that it's out.
And it's 14% alcohol?
14%.
Holy hell.
Woo!
Yeah. Don't let Curtis near that.
No.
Anywhere near
or
that.
Mutt.
That could be an issue.
That's two mutts, but it's 6:09.
All right. Lead this morning is if you needed... another irrational fear when it comes to swimming at any of the beaches in our state. Environment Massachusetts released a report yesterday which says that more than 200 local beaches contain unsafe levels of bacteria. So almost any beach in Massachusetts that you might swim at today is you're basically swimming in germ soup or body broth.
Yeah, DNA broth.
Bisque or whatever.
No thanks.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't. Does that mean you're not going to go on the beach? Were you? I guess you probably weren't going to swim anyway because of sharks. But
But I'm definitely not going to swim now because of the cyanobacteria or whatever else is in there.
We discussed this briefly the other day. I don't know what we're going to do about it. But
I don't know either.
There's more than 200 beaches in our state where you should not be going in the water. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much covers every beach in our state.
Happy August.
Stink.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, those are our suggestions for what we should talk about today. If you have one, you certainly call 617-779-7937. Or you can text 877-933-7 to be a part of the Wednesday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Don't miss Tom Brady on the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon this Tuesday morning on the Greg Hill Show. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Hint Water. Pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. Historic night for the Red Sox. Fitzy came in and said, did they win? Did they win? Of course they won. 7-6 in 10 innings. Rallied to do it. Yes, another blown save in the ninth. No worries. Jackie Bradley Jr., the homer in the 10th to go ahead. And Rafael Devers, first player in the live ball era with 6 hits and 4 doubles in a game.
Superstar.
Unbelievable season.
Superstar. And Chris Sale becomes the fastest pitcher to get to 2,000 strikeouts. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Only 3,700 more to reach Nolan Ryan. But still pretty good. 2,000 strikeouts. That is unbelievable, though. Ryan is that far away. But Sale, 12 Ks last night. 3 earned runs, 5 total over 6 2/3, and the 15th Red Sox game over 4 hours long this year, if you can believe that, which I think people can. Final game in Cleveland is this afternoon, 1:10, the first pitch, noon, pregame with Joe Castiglione, Mario Impemba, and Will Fleming on the call. Brian Johnson will get that start. Hard Knocks last night. Did anybody stay up for it? We had Antonio Brown, there Fitzy was, talking about his feet. No, nothing on the helmet, though, right? It was just...
Very little. They teased it at the end of the episode.
Okay, here's a little bit from AB on Hard Knocks last night.
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
Yeah,
for
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I got circumcised on my feet, you know.
Gruesome, would you say, with the visual images of the feet?
Disgusting.
And he is back at practice.
Absolutely disgusting. John Gruden is the breakout star of that show. John Gruden's the greatest hardo in the history of football.
You didn't think he would be?
Oh, God.
I mean, what did you expect?
I knew he was the ultimate football hardo, but if you don't want to walk through a million miles of glass for this man after watching that show, God, I love him.
Patriots wrapped up their Gillette portion of training camp. They are headed to Nashville today for the first of 2 joint practices. That'll be 10:50 Eastern time. Preseason game 2 coming up Saturday night at 7. And Gronk announced he has something to announce on August 27th. At the luxury Hyatt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan at 9:30 a.m.
WWE, right?
At the Hyatt?
I mean, what else? What do you think he's going to announce? He's coming back?
Book. I think he's got a book.
You think he has a book?
Yeah.
Ghost written, I'm hoping.
No, he wrote it himself.
Oh, he did? He wrote it himself?
In crayon, but he wrote it.
What's the title? It's probably like 69 I would assume is the title of Gronk's.
With a picture of Belichick smirking.
His autobiography is entitled 69.
The Great Gronksby.
Yeah.
This is the Greg Hill Show, WEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Let's go. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we're gonna make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party rock is in the house tonight.
Ken, is this a radio show or a rave?
Well, Gronk's in the news. I thought this was...
Oh, because Gronk's in the news.
Fit the mood, yeah.
Yes, Gronk is in the news. I got... Several text messages about Gronk during the break, and actually a text message about Lucy also. So let me go over the text messages that came in during the break. This texter would like to know if Lucy is a smoke. Not really probably appropriate for me to comment on that. I don't know.
Maybe 100%.
100% smoke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that an offensive, Lucy, is that an offensive term, smoke?
No, not at all. That's a compliment.
That's a compliment? Okay.
And she's always nicely put together. I've always admired that about Lucy. No matter what time she's here, she's always dressed very well.
What do you mean?
Like, she dresses well. She has great style and she always looks beautiful.
Shoes, dress, whatever, the whole entire thing.
I applaud her for it.
Are you like the guy you're replacing and your father pays for all of your wardrobe and
pretty much,
and your house and everything else?
Yes. He and I are the same person.
At this I mean, at this point, Curtis shouldn't even come back, right, Ken?
I was able to use my dad's points.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, how long until Danielle gets Lucy kicked off the show like she did Rosie Woods?
No, you know what? I would never, because Lucy can actually play along. She actually has a good sense of humor and a spirit about her, unlike Rosie, who just had this little rotten streak who couldn't play along with a joke.
Oh, now, who's Rosie Woods? I missed this.
Oh, you missed this? She was like a local news smoke on Channel 4, I think, on WBZ. And she was, I think we encountered her. There was like a big lottery ticket winner, and Stiz Grimey went out to go try to interview the person when they picked up their ticket. It met Rosie. Rosie came on the show. She became very popular with the listeners, and then Danielle got jealous and forced her out of the market. She went to like Florida or something.
I think she's in like South or North Carolina now. She just moved recently. But Rosie was literally like the epitome of the uptalker girl that I do. So I kind of like trolled her with that a little bit, and like she got totally butthurt, and then came on and was like, "My news." She went from you guys, this is amazing, and I'd love to come on with you, and blah, blah, blah. And then she went to, so my news director doesn't want me to come on the show because, you know, I was just trying to play along, but I'm a serious journalist. We could have had a lot of fun. She could have been a repeat segment, but she duffed it.
Yes, she was a bit of an uptalker. And so Danielle uptalked back to her, and she didn't like that. Here's a text that says, if Gronk's announcement is releasing a book, and it's not a coloring book, I will be extremely disappointed. So Ken mentioned this during trending. Gronk has a major announcement to make coming up on August 27th, Ken, in New York.
A Tuesday morning in New York.
Tuesday morning, August 27th, Rob Gronkowski will make a major announcement. Does that announcement include his return to the NFL? I highly doubt it, but we could speculate about that all day long today because this is sports radio. So maybe Gronk heard Tom Brady the other day on this show, and he got so inspired, he decided, that's it. I'm making my way back to the New England Patriots, and I'm going to make the announcement in New York City. Or maybe Gronk is announcing that he is selling his condo in Miami and moving to New York City area with Tom and Giselle and the family.
If it is a book deal, actually, Greg, we have a couple early titles that HarperCollins have released for Gronk's new book.
Yes.
Me Gronk.
Me Gronk. I like that one. Me Gronk. That's a good. I like that.
The Gronk of Tides.
The Gronk of Tides.
A Gronking to Remember Too.
Uh-huh.
Gronk 22. And of course, he collaborated with Larry McMurtry on Lonesome Gronk.
Lonesome Gronk.
Yes.
I highly doubt Gronk is ever lonesome.
If you're horny.
Let's be clear about that. This is Scott from Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Scott?
Good morning, everyone. All right, real quick, Greg, as usual, three bases in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Ken.
Yep.
Listen, you ask for intros and riffs. Can I give you two real quick?
Please, sir.
These are good ones. I was a little heavy with you with 7S. Backwater by the Meat Puppets be a great reintro.
Agreed,
right? And Far Behind by Candlebox.
Great. Okay.
Beautiful ones. I'll probably never hear them, but there you go. All right. And a quick touch this base. Always on team Portnoy with Barstool. The only voice out there that calls it as he sees it. No political correctness. If you don't like my opinion, F you. I don't care if you're offended. Stick liberals. All right, Greg, I'll go off if I don't back off one.
But
love for Portnoy and Barstool. Nothing but love. Yeah. I'm not done.
No, I know you're not done, Scott, but other people, what you do in a conversation is you pause.
I know, but I hate getting dumped. I know
you're not. You're not going to get dumped.
All right.
But you pause so other people can talk.
Oh, I'm a conversationalist. Ask Jay Severin.
We will discuss the brewing battle between AOC and Portnoy coming up in just a little bit.
Who's AOC? Please educate me.
She's the congresswoman who started
Osorio Cortez?
Yes, that's why.
Talk about a one-sided tilt. Portnoy versus her?
Yes.
I would pay tickets to watch that debate.
Yes. All right, what was your third?
Oh, my God.
What was your third point, Scott?
But no, just saying nothing but support for Portnoy. Thank God we have a voice that's out there speaking the truth. And in closing, I don't know, I'm not off topic. It's about Brady. Can I just say to everybody, We don't know what's going on in Brady's future. None of us know. Now, we have a few weeks to kick it around. Can we all agree, after week one, game one, come Monday morning, Greg, you'll be on the air with Brady, right? 8
yes.
a.m., I'm sure.
Yes.
Can we drop that whole conversation for the season and just enjoy the season? It might be his last year. It might not be. But let's just sit back and enjoy it. If it's week eight and the Pats are 6-1, 6-2, I do have math. I do know math. If the Pats are 6-2 on week eight and we're on Monday morning going, do you think he's going to re-sign? That's just... I couldn't change the channel fast enough.
No, I don't. Brady said to you, Greg.
He said, can we just put it aside and enjoy the season?
Yes.
Now, after they win the Super Bowl, which they're going to, then we'll celebrate for 2 weeks, and then we'll talk about it.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, Scott. Thank you. And now you know why Scott won the most hated caller bracket on the old show. However... I don't think that every single week needs to be a question to Tom Brady about whether he's leaving or not, or whether he's retiring or not.
No, what do they think? So. It's magically in week three, he's going to be like, okay, you guys got me. I'm going to give you the truth now.
But Tom Brady will be on Monday. Julian Bubs Edelman is on Friday. Did you confirm that, Ken?
I have not confirmed that yet. Are the Patriots
going to allow him to come on with the injury? I mean, I think it's a scheduled thing, so I think they'll allow him on Friday. So
I think, yep.
Bubs Edelman should be on this show on Friday morning. And former New England Patriot Matt Light will be in here in about an hour and a half, around 7:50 or 8 this morning. And we'll certainly get his thoughts on Bestie and whether or not he's staying, leaving, retiring, etc. So that's coming up later this morning. Now, our vice president of social media's, Stanley Stiz Grimey has entered the studio this morning. Yo! And I'm assuming that Stanley's poll is up this morning?
That's right, Hill Dog, up and at attention.
What is the question?
So we wanted to know this morning, based on the Gronk conversation, what next move do you think Gronk will be announcing on August 27th?
What are the choices?
We have four choices. Will it be an NFL comeback?
Yes.
A book deal?
A book deal.
A WWE career?
Yes.
Or my favorite, porn/other.
Well, you got Lucy's attention.
That was Lucy's idea, actually.
That's the one that I hope he does.
Yeah.
Would you watch a porn if Gronk were in it?
Oh, absolutely.
You would?
Yes.
Can you even imagine what that would sound like?
You got Gronked.
Rhymes with porn. All right.
Good Lord, Batman.
What is currently winning?
Right now, WWE is in the lead with 45%.
I tend to agree with that.
With NFL comeback following behind with 27%.
27% of the people in the poll on Twitter think that he's coming back to the Patriots and he's going to announce it in New York City on August 27th? No way. All right. Well, vote on our Twitter feed, which is...
At The Greg Hill Show
on Twitter. That is Stanley Stiz Grimey, and we'll be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
And when I wake up in the morning to feel the day break on my face, there's a blood that's flowing through the feeling. Knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious.
Well, if you're someone who wants more Tom Brady talk, then you'll get it next hour when we are joined in the studio by former New England Patriot Matty Mustache Light.
Can't wait.
So Matty will be in here for the first time on this show.
First in-person mustache in the new studio.
Yes, in the new studio. The mustache will be here sometime after 7 this morning. Nick's lead today was the battle that is brewing between Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Dave Portnoy from Barstool. And to summarize this, there is a competing site to Barstool, which is unionizing. Ringer. I don't know Ringer. Is a good site, reasonable site, Ken?
Long-winded, not my cup of tea, but it's notable, yeah.
So
it's like Wiggy.
They are.
Ouch.
Is Wiggy on Friday? What's the deal? Have we? When is Wiggy on next? Are you allowed to work 5 days this week?
Well, now that I'm in charge of the scheduling department, let me check with myself after the next break. Okay. Hey, can I unionize here?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can unionize.
Can I actually get paid?
You could unionize.
Would Dale be okay with that?
Are you going to send yourself correspondence that says "per my last email"?
You know what? We can't do it right now, but we haven't, speaking of battles that are brewing, we haven't even discussed the bad blood that suddenly exists between Nick and Dale Arnold after what Dale said on the show yesterday. We'll do that in a little bit. But anyway, so Ringer is unionizing and Portnoy was tweeting about it. And he said, there's a guy at Ringer who said, if you work for Barstool and you want to have a private chat about the unionization process, then, and how little power your boss has to stop you, then my DMs are open.
Mm-hmm.
And Portnoy tweeted back and said, if you work for Barstool Sports and you DM this man, I will fire you on the spot. And so
I mean, that's pretty damn funny.
AOC says that is most likely illegal. It's most likely illegal, and that Portnoy ought to be held accountable for that. We have some audio from Dave Portnoy on this.
Sorry about that. Going to take me. I was unaware of that audio. I apologize.
You're unaware of the audio. It's right on the audio sheet, Ken.
Oh.
I mean, Lucy didn't help you out with the audio sheet this morning?
It's cut six, Ken.
It's cut six. Cut six on the audio sheet. All right. Well, we'll get to it in a little bit. Let me ask you this. Does this affect the extreme massive popularity of Barstool when it comes to an anti-union stance from Dave Portnoy?
If anything, it is only going to help Barstool, whose audience at times seems to lean a bit to the right in the first place, surge in popularity. Dave, and think about this too, Dave is so good at creating sort of like scandals, if you will, or orchestrating disagreements that would get clicks, which we all know he loves. He loves clicks and page views and T-shirts. There's already a Union Portnoy. A Union Buster T-shirt with his face cartoonized on the front that has thousands of retweets. I'm sure they've sold thousands already. How about this one tweet when he says to AOC, "Welcome to Thunderdome, debate me." 17,000 retweets already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't think that causing a scandal with Ocasio-Cortez, who has 5.1 million followers, getting into a debate with her, it's great for his business.
Oh, it's all gravy. It's all gold.
What about union people though? We have some union guys and ladies who are listening right now, who are probably going to be bothered by this.
Of course they are, but I don't know that there's enough of that in the mix as far as Portnoy's fan base on Barstool to really make a super huge dent in what he's doing, especially where his demo skews so young, you know?
You found the audio, Ken?
Got it.
All right.
So unions, that's the other big thing. We're trending with Fredo. I'm in an all-out battle. And these people are nuts. They started yesterday. I have a legitimate question. Can somebody not at Barstool Sports just sue us when you're not part of this company? You know what? I think I'd reverse boycott. I just wouldn't show up till the union was gone.
Wow.
I don't know. If you're somebody who believes that unions still serve a valuable process, if they are still important when it comes to workplace protection and workers having power, then you're probably bothered by this.
Sure.
However, I think it's a troll. I don't know that Dave is seriously going to fire anybody who attempts to unionize at Barstool.
Dave is a guy that consults with his lawyers on everything. So he can say that, but I'm sure Dave is fully aware of the legality of all this. If there's one thing Dave's been in the 30 plus years that I've known him, he's been aware of things, and the guy's always been an out-of-the-box thinker. I think he was president of our sophomore class at Swampscott High, and the ideas he came up with between fundraisers, things we could do, activities were all like stuff unprecedented, things no one had ever heard of.
Everyone knows the rules.
Yeah, he would come up with something and be like, let's do this. And the school, like our class advisors would be like, Mom, we've never tried that. And he would find a way to do it.
Here's a 781 text that says, don't start something that it's not. It's all a joke. I'm a union guy and I've been loving it. It's a hilarious troll, which I agree with. Yeah. I think it's an absolute troll.
1,000%. I mean, look, the Ringer people announced that it was basically the editorial staff of that sports web and podcasting site. And so he just says, let's not get that going here. Because Barstool is much bigger than The Ringer at this point. And now he's having fun. And he's opened up a can of worms that he's joyfully playing with. And everyone is too self-serious about it. And we all know that everyone wants to get on back of somebody else with a large platform to make themselves look better. So here come the SJ Dubs for another chance to look good in the eyes of an oncoming election, Greg.
Well, if anybody knows the facts about unions, it is AOC.
Yes. Precisely, factually, and semantically correct.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Do we have
right.
any union people in the house here?
What do you mean?
Anyone, a member of
it? I am a member of AFTRA, a previous member, but I guess grandfathered in.
Yeah.
But it never did anything for me. I had to pay dues and lost money in the process. I don't know what it ever did
for me.
Yeah,
what did you ever see for anything?
Nothing.
Really nothing,
I mean, I guess
right?
I'll get a small pension someday, but...
Do you get a pension?
Yeah, I was in it for 5-10 years, something like that.
I am a 15-year member of SAG-AFTRA.
And,
so,
and does you have to be, though, if you wanted to get a role on... I assume you did it because you wanted to be an actor.
I did it for all the commercial voiceover work I did.
Oh.
So,
and you have your SAG card?
Yeah, I do have. I have my SAG card, or the Film Actors Guild, as they called it in Team America.
But you have to be a member of the union to get those jobs, right?
In order to get union jobs. However, the union has priced themselves out of most commercial work. It used to be 100% all union commercial work, which was great. Salad days of it years ago. Now 75% of all commercial work has gone non-union. So you've got all these union guys jumping ship, which has caused quite the argument and dissent in the union world. But yeah, I get a pension. They have great health care. I understand why people are union, but...
Here's a 954 text that says, is an honorary member of the PFFM questioning the need for unions?
Wow.
Yes, I am an honorary member of the lifetime member of the Professional Firefighters mm-hmm. Union of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Does Jack Dorsey hate Portnoy? Because I don't understand how he's not verified on Twitter. This has been such a long running joke with Dave on Twitter that he's not verified. And you have like news anchors in Pocatello Falls with 16 followers that have a check next to their name.
Well, they only verify you if you agree with the political right. views of Jack Dorsey and the verifiers at Twitter. That's
crazy to
me. That's the only way that you get verified over there. Here's a text that says, Ken needs an additional union employee in the studio with him so that he can hit the right button when it comes to the audio. Do you need another person over there?
We have to get straight our categories of sound. It's my fault. I'll take the blame.
Explain. What do you mean?
We have a news category of audio for the day and sports. Yeah. And I only get in news mode when Danielle does the news. So I block those out. So we did a news story earlier in the show than I was used to.
So you would be in line.
But I'm making excuses.
You'd be in line with the people who say, why is this show talking about anything other than sports? That would be
yes. I'd like 99% sports. And
you'd be in that camp.
1% porn.
You're in that 1% porn and 99% sports. And then there are those people who text in and say, "Why is this show talking about sports?" I mean, it's a conundrum. It's difficult to decide.
That's why you're paid the big money.
Is that the reason why? Yes. When does that start?
You thread the needle perfectly.
Thread the needle perfectly. Ooh. Oh, I like that. All right. Speaking of sports, I did want to discuss briefly the brewing cheating scandal when it comes to the Little League World Series.
That's right.
This is ridiculous, first and foremost, that this is Little League baseball that we're talking about. But there's also a local angle here. So when it comes to the Little League World Series, a local team is being accused of stealing signals, Nick.
Not since Danny Almonte, the 27-year-old masquerading as a 13-year-old on the mound, has there been such a scandal in the Little League World Series. As found on Boston.com, manager of New Hampshire team alleges Little League World Series bound Rhode Island champions stole signals. We have Little League Gate here brewing in New England. That's right.
So the New Hampshire team says that the Barrington, Rhode Island team stole signals.
That's right. The manager of Goffstown, New Hampshire, Jared, of course, is the most famous resident from there, says that they stole signals throughout the course of the World Series. And it's Barrington, Rhode Island, where our friend Maddie Blake resides.
Oh.
Listen to this. The manager by last name of Dutton told for Goffstown said, "You can do that in big league ball, but in little league, it's unsportsmanlike, it's dishonorable, and it's disgusting. They did it the whole tournament and got away with it, and now that's what's representing New England. It's just a bad look." Stole signals the entire time. Now, isn't that what you're allowed to do? Isn't that a way to gain a competitive advantage? Isn't this sort of an unwritten rule of baseball? Ken, you're the biggest baseball hardo in here. Isn't that allowed? I mean,
the Red Sox had the Apple Watch. Actually, the Red Sox success last year, I think, was largely based on stealing tendencies, trends, and signals. Cora is like, that was one thing that really separated him. He was like that with the Astros. Houston was big on that. So, yeah, unwritten, I guess, if you get caught, but not if you do it well.
What is the punishment? I mean, do you not get the popsicles after the game?
I guess.
What are they calling for?
No fun dip.
Are they calling for a suspension? Do they want the team removed and the New Hampshire team play? I mean, this is like a Nation of Pussies thing. I mean, it's like they won, they got there, and now New Hampshire is whining about it. As far as I'm concerned,
yep. That's right. The Barrington Little League has clapped back, saying the article in the Union Leader is unfortunate and its premise false. We hold our coaches, players, and teams to the highest of standards and do not coach or condone unsportsmanlike behavior.
Here's a text that says 99% sports, 1% sex chair when it comes to what we should talk about.
I like it.
Just texted that. Yep.
Maybe 2.5%.
That was Ken.
Ken.
Here's a 978 text that says, how about you just change the signs? If you know that they're stealing signs, how about you change the signs? Well, I mean, when did the guy figure this out? I mean, did he go back to the video or like? I mean, how did the New Hampshire manager end up figuring this out?
They consulted with their video technician Matt Walsh, freshly hired from Spygate in 2007, back from teaching golf in Hawaii. The manager from New Hampshire knew about it the whole series long, and then only complained after his team lost. At one point, though, check this out, Greg. The New Hampshire All-Star team gave up an early lead after Barrington worked each and every pitch, forcing Goffstown Junior Baseball to burn through 82 pitches in 3 1/3 innings. That's major league scouting level patience at the plate. When do you ever see little kids force them to throw 80 pitches in 3 innings? I think this is impressive. I'm a fan of Barrington at this point now. This is what you do to win.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's not a good thing to want to win anymore in this country. I mean, I don't think you should be cheating to get to the Little League World Series. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Mm. But this is Corey from the Cape. Hey, Corey, what's going on?
How's it going, guys? How are you today?
What's up?
I was just calling because what's the point of having signals in baseball at all? I mean, if you can't, I guess, recognize the trend of a signal, why not just go out and say, hey, throw the fastball?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's an unwritten rule, really. I mean, it's a respect kind of thing, I think.
Yeah, you're not allowed to steal. I manage the Little League for the kids. You're not allowed to steal to a certain point,
no,
right?
No Corey checks over there?
maybe one.
You manage Little League currently?
Uh-huh. Did a little League for the kids the last couple of years.
Where was this?
Newton
Little League.
And let me tell you, the parents of the kids on the team are psyched when they finally put it together and they go, wait a second, that's that guy that swears about the Patriots and all those videos.
I don't know how I feel about this. Fitzy, manager of my son, of Tad and Hamilton's Little League team. I guarantee you the snacks post-game in Newton are a lot better than the snacks post-game in Barrington or Goffstown. I guarantee it.
That's right. Kids are actually just gnawing on sticks of raw, unpasteurized organic butter.
So would you be somebody who would be okay with your kids on your Little League team stealing signals?
Oh, I tell them if you don't go spikes up into every base, then GTFO.
Yes.
This is one of those things, like, you're not allowed to steal until you get to a certain level of Little League, and then it's okay, but most coaches don't do it because it's really not fair to the kids that are still having a hard time with hand-eye coordination. But if you're going to do it, it's allowed. Just like you said, Greg, this is an unwritten rule thing, but at the same time, you don't have to observe the etiquette. So, hey, Barrington wanted to do what they needed to do by any means necessary. This just in, David Portnoy is releasing Barrington, Rhode Island Little League World Series champion t-shirts.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, how dare you? Ken is the master of buttons. Been listening to him for years. They're upset that that texter was calling you out on your audio playing abilities.
You kept
earlier.
One listener from the old show. Good.
Yes, you did. you kept one listener from the old show. All right. Well, anyway, cheating scandal erupting in Little League Baseball and the Little League World Series. More on that, I'm sure. If you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. And the text line is 37937. As I have mentioned this morning, we will be joined in the studio in about an hour by former New England Patriot Matt Light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.